Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast says for this Monday, going to be cloudy, windy at times, with the rain diminishing to maybe a few afternoon showers, high of about 53 degrees. Well, we're a little bit higher than that right now, but that's talking about the daytime highs the rest of the day. Right now in Kenosha, it's light rain, breezy, and 57 degrees. 53 overcast in Burlington, Milwaukee, light rain, 54. Overcast in Racine, though some rain reported by our station, we are at 52 degrees. All the rain from Sunday kind of put a damper on a lot of outdoor activity, but AccuWeather's Elliot Abrams says, imagine if that had been a little bit colder.
Well, we've had over an inch of rain since yesterday, and that would be something like 10 or 12 inches of snow. When you figure that an inch of rain is the equivalent of about 17.5 million gallons of water on each square mile, that's why we get local flooding and things like that when it doesn't rain too easily.
Enjoy the unseasonably mild temperatures these next few days, and then Abrams says there's a cold front coming. Temperatures are going to be falling through the 50s.
Middle of the week, another cold front will approach, and once that goes by, it will turn colder. We're saying 42 for the high temperature tomorrow, 50 on Wednesday, but at the end of the week, it looks like it may stay below freezing day and night Friday into Saturday.
Remember, our winter's supposed to be more mild than last year. We Energy's predicting lower average heating bills over the next several months. Word out of Chicago, a 15-year veteran firefighter was killed this morning, falling through an elevator shaft, battling a warehouse fire on that city's south side. He was 42 years old, the father of three, among the crews dispatched on that three-story warehouse blaze. Heavy smoke seen billowing from the back of the building. Second floor gave way, and then he fell down the elevator shaft, rushed to a hospital, dead of his injuries. Over the weekend in Racine, a fire caused an estimated $32,000 total damage to the home and contents at 1827 West 6th Street, one firefighter suffering a minor injury. Multiple 911 callers had dark smoke, with the first arriving crews having to put out some flames on the outside of the building. Then they went inside. A news release says most of the fire damage contained to that first floor. The outside flames, though, extended up to the roof. Nobody was home at the time, but the Red Cross was brought in to offer help to the occupants, temporary housing until after Christmas. How the fire began, that remains under investigation. A metal detector and security screening process was implemented in this past year at the Racine County Courthouse, just like over at the Law Enforcement Center across the street. Additional security-related changes are still being considered at both facilities. At a recent meeting of the county's Government Services Committee, Judge John Jude, who chaired the courthouse security panel, said that the transition of upgraded security actually went pretty good.
From our standpoint, we view the dynamic that goes on in the courtroom every day, and there are that potential that something could happen is always present. So I think from our standpoint, we feel that this was a big step forward in terms of security.
There's going to be closed circuit monitoring coming to both facilities. Also, reconfiguration, rebuilding the Law Center South courtroom is high on the priority list.
There's a long, narrow hallway that connects the office to the courtroom, and there's a convergence of jurors, witnesses, defendants, defendants' families, everybody converges in that hallway. So we do what we can to try to separate and to stagger releases from the courtroom, but it's a potential flashpoint.
The judge also mentioning security needs outside of the child support courtroom. That's in the Cornwolf Center on Taylor Avenue, based on he called an uptick in related problems. And three Mount Pleasant burglary home invasions and a vehicle entry, all in the same general area, led to a reminder about security for this holiday season, trying to prevent you from becoming a victim of a crime of opportunity. The break-ins occurring during the early morning hours last Friday in the 5600 and 5800 blocks of Taylor Avenue and the 4000 block of Royal Oaks Road. The entry to the vehicle, that was in the 6000 block of Brown Road. You'll get the same message you talk to any law enforcement agency. Lock the doors on vehicles outside of your home. Don't leave items of value in plain sight. And when you are home, lock your doors and windows, especially at night. A resolution to be part of a study on Racine Unified and rezoning for a controversial project highlighting the agenda for tonight's 6:30 meeting of the Mount Pleasant Village Board. No money was placed specifically into the 2016 budget for a study on the pros and cons of a potential school district other than Racine Unified. That's as opposed to what officials did in both Sturtevant and Mount Pleasant. The project in question, the Welcome Brothers and their proposal for Green Bay Road and Spring Street. Amending the land use plan, rezoning, those are the agenda items tonight. The conditional use on that project still to come. Going to be the first time in recent memory Racine Unified School District officials get together in the Village of Caledonia to talk about issues of mutual interest. That meeting is tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. It'll be at the East Side Community Center on Douglas Avenue. It will be the school board's legislative committee and trustees talking, though no specific agenda. The Elmwood Park Village Board has a special meeting coming up tonight at 6:30. That agenda includes a resolution to adopt a zoning map for the community, a resolution to change locations for the posting of village notices, and a closed session on the performance of and compensation for the clerk-treasurer. City of Racine Health Department Lab Director Julie Kinzelman's expertise on water quality, well, that factors into other communities who are also trying to clean up their waterfronts, which is why the Illinois Department of Natural Resources Office of Coastal Zone Management is offering Racine $5,000 in compensation.
Specifically for Dr. Kinzelman to interact with these two jurisdictions to talk about and have exploration about their E. coli contamination within their swimming water areas. So they've got a lot of gulls, so we think gulls might be a primary issue, but they also have some issues with parking lots and such. But again, this will pay for time and services.
That's City Health Administrator Donnie K. Bowersox to the Finance Committee recently, noting Dr. Kinzelman is in high demand in Illinois as well as other parts of Wisconsin. And definitely going to be a new look to the Racine Common Council after the election next April. Two incumbents deciding not to seek re-election. First came word that Jim Kaplan had decided against another term in the 4th District. Now it turns out that Ron Hart will not be seeking a 12th term in the 14th District. The even-numbered districts are up in the spring. January 5th, the deadline to submit nominating papers. The remaining incumbents, though, have indicated they plan to seek re-election. WRJN.com. That's our webpage and our newscaster there. Whenever you want, just go to the local news section. And at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.